It's Monday, March 2nd, 2015. Thanks for tuning into The Sounds in My Head.
Virtuosity has almost become the rule.
The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. Give it up. Slam it, jam it to the pump, pump. My name's Daniel.
I mean somebody who has inside him such a love of something that just telling you about it, he makes you love it too.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Cliffside Wahoo.
what a great song to open up this here episode of the show. That was Surfer Blood from West Palm Beach, Florida. That's their song Dorian. It's the first single they've released off their forthcoming album. It's called A Thousand Palms. I look very forward to it if that song is any indication of what the rest of the record's going to be like, which I have high hopes because Surfer Blood, they've done a good job of just churning out nothing but good music since they came on the scene a few years back. So big fan of that Dorian song and big fan of Surfer Blood. Can't wait for A Thousand Palms. Coming out soon. Look for links to where you can pick it up at thesoundsofmyhead.com, as per usual. All right, up next, more great stuff. This band's from Grand Rapids, Michigan. They're called Radiator Hospital, and they make a bunch of short songs. So we're going to hear three, one off their previous album and two off their most recent record. First one we're going to hear is called Lose Sight of You, and it's off their album Something Wild. And I think I kind of like this album better, actually. I think Something Wild's more my favorite of their two records, but it's also not their newest, and I felt kind of bad about that, so I was going to put on stuff from their new record too. So after Lose Sight of You, we're going to hear two songs off their newest record called Torch Song, and the two songs we're going to hear are The Eye and Five and Dime. Both are really great, and I don't want to crap on the new record or anything. I think it's perfectly good, but it's just like the production of it. I kind of preferred the first album's a little crisper. You'll hear that in Lose Sight of You versus The Eye and Five and Dime, probably. But all great songs, all very short, so we're going to hear three right now. Radiator Hospital from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Bye. tonight I'll find you. Maybe tonight I'll find you. Maybe tonight I'll find you. Maybe tonight.
That was two songs in a row by a band from San Francisco, California. They're called Smoking Ghosts, and pretty good stuff. We heard Dance the Disillusionment Away, and then we heard Maybe Tonight I'll Find You, which was featuring Liana Lewis-Aguido, which I couldn't figure out anything about her, so I don't know why they they felt very compelled to say that this song was featuring her. Maybe she's not in the band, who knows. Anyway, both of those came from their EP, Flora de los Mojitos, or something. I don't know how you say it, because I can't pronounce anything that's not in simple two-syllable English words, but that's the truth of the matter. And pretty good EP. All the songs have a lot of variation, I think, between them. It doesn't sound like, you know, they don't all sound like each other, but they all sound great. So if you like those two tracks, either of them or both, you should definitely check out their EP. Look for links to where you can buy that and everything else I talk about at soundsofmyhead.com. Okay, speaking of things I like a lot, how about Sounds of My Head favorites, Bell and Sebastian? That's right, Bell and Sebastian. They've got their new record. It's called Girls in Peacetime Want to Dance, and it came out, I think, while I was on break. I'd played songs from it before because they released a couple of tracks in advance of it. I was very excited about it, and it finally came out, and then, you know, I've listened to it a lot, and it is a totally good album. You know, it's not, you know, the best. It's not Sgt. Pepper's, right? If Bell and Sebastian are the Beatles, we're getting into late-stage solo career territory almost, where it's like, you know, it's not, nothing they ever do will probably be as good as, right? I mean, there's some fear of that, I think, even if the record is totally good, and you should absolutely pick up Girls in Peacetime Want to Dance if you like Bell and Sebastian. I don't want to dissuade you. It's totally good. And to prove it, we're going to hear a couple of great songs off of it. First, Perfect Couples, and then A Politician's Silence. Both totally great songs off this new here Bell and Sebastian record. I think you're going to like him. So check it out. Without further ado, Bell and Sebastian on The Sounds of My Head.
Too. But what can you do? Back to different world. Suddenly the years slip away. What am I waiting for? I see those perfect couples. What makes me close the door? I see those perfect couples.
Was like my brother. He took the lazy the conventional wisdom about this show has taken hold on the right, a thought they've become so comfortable with that they don't feel the need to even offer evidence to support it, that we lie and distort things all the time to make them look bad. It's perhaps best summed up by this fella here.
Jon Stewart has helped polarize the country by poisoning the Republican brand. Oh, yes.
Poisoning the Republican brand. You're talking about this brand right here.
It makes her a slut, right?
If any race of people should not have guilt about slavery, it's Caucasians. Hoosian Tower is going ching chong ching chong 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 ching chong ching ba ba ba.
He is moving all around and shaking, and it's purely an act. This is really shameless of Michael J. Fox.
We poisoned that brand. Just out of curiosity, let me ask you a question, and I mean this sincerely. How do you poison a cyanide factory?
Now and again, I crave a lover's brew. Despite the bitter note that follows through, close my eyes and taste the fantasy, knowing well and good it does deceive. But dawn it coaxes certain phrases out. Turn on the light, for magic burneth out. In the dark, you'll see what's meant to be. It's only Meryl's error and plea to fall.
right, let's catch up one last time. After Bell and Sebastian back there, we heard music from Los Angeles. Kajibane is her name, and we heard the song is Tears for Lamont, which I just got off Bandcamp. I guess it's a single, Tears for Lamont, the single by Kajibane. And I think it's great. And I got it around the same time that I got the new Dengue Fever album that we heard after that. And for some reason, I just associate the two, even though they have nothing to do with each other, though I guess they are both from Los Angeles. But other than that, they don't even sound the same. It's not the same in any way, but somehow they seem to go together. So I put them together on the show. That's right, after Kajibane, we heard Dengue Fever. They've got a new album called The Deepest Lake. Very good stuff. Big fans of Dengue Fever have been for their entire run of it. And this new album, I think, is particularly strong. I don't know why, but when I was listening to it, I was just like, maybe I was in a good mood, but I was just giving everything really high star ratings. I think it's a really great record. We heard the songs Tokay and Golden Flute, both off this new The Deepest Lake record. If you like those two tracks or anything else ever by Dengue Fever, definitely going to want to pick up the new record because it's totally solid. Okay, finishing up this here episode of the show with another Sounds of My Head favorite. That's right, Brooklyn, New York's very own Computer Magic. She's back. She's got a new EP. It's called Dreams of Better Days, Don't Pass Me By. And we're going to hear the song Shipwrecking. I think it's really good, and I think the EP itself is really good, and I love everything Computer Magic ever does. So maybe my recommendation should be taken with a grain of salt because I overly like all of it, maybe. So maybe I'm not the most reliable narrator with regard to Computer Magic because I just think it's all good all the time. But that said, Shipwrecking is pretty good. So here we go. Computer Magic finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head with Shipwrecking.
Can't you see?
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Bird's outro, Safer Than My Friends, and K2/intro, all by Computer Magic. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. Find links to everything I talk about, including where to follow me on social media at thesoundsofmyhead.com. And of course, I would love it if you reviewed the show in iTunes. If for no other reason, then I really like reading those reviews. So, you know, it makes me feel good. We'll see you next time on an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.